Wait, what?
Okay, so we are holding on page 599. We're going to finish this topic of Hachana today. The shiur was started as a schus for an ilui neshama for our dearest chaver Chaim Elozev ben Shem Shinaryeh, as well as a schus for Dave's father, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. It should also be a schus for Fur Shleima for Chaim Doi ben Minarachel, Chanalei b'Shein Darachel, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in Umakam Sakan in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. And may Hashem destroy the enemies of Klal Yisrael, especially those in Iran. Okay. So on page 599, we're going to finish now the topic of Hachana. And we talked yesterday about Hachana when it comes to Averis, that a person needs to have Hachana when you're going to be in a situation where you're going to be tempted and you have to sort of have foresight to see the situation that's going to develop and be able to plan accordingly. He says, V'gam bevoy la'asayis mitzvah, when it comes to doing a mitzvah, lo yehei mehir b'malachtai. Don't rush to do it too quickly, la'asayis, to fulfill it. Take if immediately, kashayale al ruchai. Basically, what he's saying is, don't be an impulsive human being. Don't be impulsive when it comes to ra, and don't be impulsive when it comes to doing good. Ki yesh derech yashal lifnei yesh. Because there's a proper way, what seems right to a person. It's only a partial pasuk, but basically it's a pasuk in Mishlei that basically says that what seems right to a person ends in death. And the point is that the rive, what's the words? Many paths lead to Gehenna. And even paths that seem right can sometimes end up in the wrong place. So it has to be thought out. The choyshev la'asos mitzvah, and if one is careful, it will happen that you'll think to do a mitzvah. In the end, an avera will come from it. Or you're going to regret the mitzvah that you did, and you're going to wish it never happened. And that's also bad, because when you do a mitzvah, if you're toya al rishona, then you lose the schar for that mitzvah. So if you ever do a mitzvah, and sometimes we do a mitzvah and we get so disgusted and frustrated during we do a chesed for someone, a lot of times this happens, and the person is taking advantage and advantage and advantage, and in middle we say words that we should never say. We say, "I wish I never got involved with this person or in this thing." Don't say that, because you already did the chesed. Don't regret it. You might as well take the schar, get out of it as quickly as possible, but take the schar. Don't ever say, "I wish I never did it" or "I wish I never got involved." And the Yetzer Hara is very easy. Is very good at cloaking questionable actions and presenting them in front of us as if they're mitzvahs. So that's why you got to be careful. Lechem tovish is proper for a person. Yasim daita al kaldava merishisa levay arachirisa. To think about what you're about to do and think about also the repercussions that will come from it. Now, when you're going to go and you're going to shake a lulav and an asrig, you don't need a lot of thought. The thought you need is basically when you're buying it and when you're carrying it to shul and when you're doing the mitzvah. But a lot of other mitzvahs, for example, you want to do a chesed, you want to do tzedakah, or you want to help someone out, or even you want to give a shiur. What should you talk about? How should you do it? How should you interact? What should you say? What should you not say? All of the you want to be Menachem Avil someone. What should you talk about? What should you not talk about? How to behave? A lot of times we become very impulsive and we don't think things through, and we end up doing more harm than we do good. You should do. Have foresight to the extent possible, and only then should you do the action. V'kel shada yia bezrasay, and God will come and help you. V'ala kol tzarech lasay sachana b'dayta tarim asayse kol mitzvah, v'kodim baruch l'shubrach b'prak kodim askar s'shama nechbat. Now he says a different idea. He says you shouldn't be someone who just mumbles through davening and says Hashem's name and just rattles it off. Especially, for example, there's a sports game going on. So you're sitting there, maybe in the middle of shul, and you're following on ESPN what's going on, or you're following on watching the game, and you're davening in the background. But your davening is more in the background. That's not the proper way, because you're just mindlessly saying brachas. You're mindlessly saying the Shem Hashem. You would be better off not davening, because by saying Hashem's name, you're basically saying Hashem's name in vain. Shem Yaseh, because you don't have kavana. Shem Yaseh b'pesa pisayim, harehi nifsels b'yotze machmas chesron kavana. He says, if you ignore the need to prepare and focus, and you just say it quickly, you are basically being metame your mitzvah. You're defiling your mitzvah because you don't have any intent. Shehu kaguf b'loy neshama. It's like having a body without a soul. So you have to be very careful about this, that you don't chas v'sholom come to do almost like a little bit It smells like a bracha of atala. Yidua maimar Hashem Yisbarach al yidei Yeshaya Navi'an ki nigash ha'am hazeh. So the Yeshaya said Nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, as much as the people came close to me with their mouth and with their lips, they honor me, yet their heart is distant from me. Their fear of me is like the learning, like a person who's learning just by rote, by repetition. And I'm going to continue to perform wonders against this people. In other words, Rachmana Litzlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that he's going to punish Klal Yisrael because they just prattle mindlessly, and they just run through the name of Hashem without any thought. That any mitzvah, that it's not performed with fear and with love, doesn't go up. Similarly, any words of tefillah that we say without fear and without love, it says, this week's parsha, where the people complain that they don't like the man, and so Hashem sends them slav, and the pasuk says that as they were biting into the slav, the birds, while it was still in between their teeth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them, and he says that that's where you gotta be careful. Al zeh yidvu kol hadoivim, sensitive people should grieve, ki kemat heim gavanu avanu kolanu chas v'shalom, for what we almost reached. What it says in this pasuk, that kulanu avadnu, that we're all gonna die, chas v'shalom. We're all guilty of this. Someone who fears Hashem and greatly desires his mitzvahs, yiten alibay, will take to heart kaidem asayse kol mitzvah, before doing any mitzvah, the kaidem called tefillah v'chal bracha, and before you say any brit, any tefillah or any bracha, ma hamitzvah hazois, what exactly is the mitzvah that I'm doing? Uma tam yeshva, what are the reasons for it? Ve'eich ube'eze oifen sarach lasoisa, and how am I supposed to it? He should prepare and inspire himself to do it with fear and with love and with tremendous joy, and do it according to the halachas. In a way that you'll fulfill the mitzvahs, that they're going to go up and find favor in front of Hashem. So that you don't struggle in vain or do something futile, which is the Aviyah Avos HaTumah. Zekla Gadol L'tikun Guf HaNeshama, he says, when you have this type of preparation, that's an essential component of improving yourself. Ha'amek Bazeh, you should delve into this deeply. V'harech Ba, and contemplate it. D'koyle Ba, everything is included in it. V'oisei Eile, hine shulam lo yimot li'oylam. Somebody who does so will find peace and never fall. L'achei Chazak V'emetz La'soysa, you should fortify yourself to do it. V'abolitar So very important, you saw it here, that when you do anything, there has to be some foresight, some insight, some thought, and processing done before you do anything, whether it's an avera or whether it's a mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah, that there should be foresight and thought put into whether you're doing it properly, and that you don't, like we said, do more harm than you're trying to do good. And then finally, not to just daven mindlessly, because that borders on just saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name without kavanah, which borders on a bracha levatala. All right, stop here.